Hey, Bimbazi.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So since this is Coffee and Conversations, what is your favorite coffee?
Well, I don't really like coffee. I feel like I love tea more because I feel like coffee have like that smell that just make me want to like.
I get it.
Yeah. I really don't like.
Do you have a favorite tea you like?
Not really. I just love all that kind of tea.
Okay.
Just so refreshing.
I do too. I like tea. I really like it cold more though. I like a cold tea more than a warm tea. Yep.
Just try some. And like I've been having like hot teas because back in Rwanda, I feel like that was my vibe. Every time in the morning, I'll go to that little shop and get like a tea or like or milk. Yeah, with like kind of like a donut called Ndazi. It's like kind of like a little donut.
Ooh.
Thing, yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be my little favorite.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Have you found a place over here that has something like that?
Not really, but we found like recipe where we can make it at home. And it's kind of like the same as in Africa, like Rwanda. Not really, but it's there.
It's comparable.
Yeah.
You have something.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, we are doing the College Bound series right now, and you are about to head off to college. Where are you going?
Oh, I see you at Blaine Christian University. Yeah.
Okay. And what are you excited about?
I'm so excited for a lot of stuff, like finding like new friends, being on my own and still have things like being on my own, like just a lot of stuff. I'm like very excited.
Okay. Is there anything you're really nervous about?
Classes, new people, like the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long have you been at Westover?
I came here when I was, I think, about 8 years old with my family. I don't know, let's see.
So it's been like a long time. About 10 years?
Yeah, a long time. My whole life, basically.
Okay, awesome. What has impacted you the most through the youth group?
Oh, a lot. I would say going to like the VIP camps when I was like little.
Oh, I love VIP camps.
Yes, I love those. My favorite. I got, well, let's see. Got new friends and like people to talk to. Cause I was like new in like in America. I didn't really speak English. And like VIP camps, they already helped me with a lot of things with like more my faith and teaching me English too. Cause I didn't know
amazing.
English. Yeah. And yeah, that was basically, it was like a lot of fun. A lot of memories. I would talk like it would be a whole day. That it was like a lot.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you know anyone going to ACU with you besides the Westover people? I know like Berkeley's going and a few other people.
Mm-mm.
No, so this is going to be way out of the comfort zone.
I know, but I'm very excited.
Yeah. So are you the first person in your family to go to college or...
Well,
over here in America?
Yeah, kind of. Well, my brother he just started going to college to get his, what is it, the 2-year?
Master's? Associates.
Yeah, associates.
Okay.
So I would think I'm like kind of the first one to go get the bachelor.
To like a university and like live on your own and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be really new. I was the first one in my family to go to college too, and it was very new. And I went to a very, very big university with like 50,000 kids, and it was very intimidating. It was very scary. But I felt like it was huge to get plugged into a community. Like that was my thing, is like I got into a church and found people, and it made it so much easier. So,
Yeah, hopefully when I go, I mean, at SCU, they have like this group chat with them for like all the girls, and we basically kind of like talk and all that. So that, I feel like that kind of be helpful.
Oh, that sounds really helpful.
Like new people, because a lot of people are like traveling from like different like countries. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. So it's like very good that I have those people to like help.
Yeah.
And like meet new people before like I get enrolled there. So that's very helpful. I'm very glad.
Do you know who your roommate's going to be yet through all the chatting?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I'm still finding because I don't want to pick like the wrong person and I get to have like troubles like switching. So just like waiting and just researching about like the people and say that would be a good fit.
Yeah. So what do you think it's going to be like adulting and doing your laundry and cooking your meals? And I guess you don't have to, you have the meal plan. I'm thinking of me. I had to cook because I was in an apartment, but yeah.
I don't think it's going to be more like difficult for me because like back in like my culture, for a girl, you have to like cook, do the laundry, like do all that, like adult stuff.
Okay, so you kind of already.
Like, yeah, I'm already like already experienced that. So it won't be too difficult, but it's going to be a little difficult since I'm going to have like classes, all that. So hopefully God was going to be with me. Hopefully like it gets.
Yeah, you'll figure it out with a community and some help and it'll be great. What are you going to go to college for?
Nursing, pediatric with like little kids. Aww. Just be having like the heart with like, I love little kids, especially like babies.
Yeah.
Just love them. I'd be having like that special with little kids.
That'll be awesome. That'll be such a great career for you.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to get super involved with at ACU or certain hobbies that you want to do while you're there?
I feel like I want to join because over there they have like people that are from like Rwanda. A lot of people. I was so surprised. I seen like people that are from Rwanda and have like culture programs where like they dance, they meet new people from different countries. So I feel like I want to get involved with that and also find like people from my community, kind of like that, like to the Bible study, get closer more to God with their help and stuff. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Well, you're going to do great in college.
Thank you.
You're going to find a great community and it's going to be so much fun. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.